That's a short excerpt from the opera Rusalka by the great Czech composer Antonín Dvořák. The story of a water nymph who falls in love with a human prince, Rusalka has just been performed for the last time this season at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, directed by the Czech conductor Jiří Bělohlávek. Kate Barrett reports from the Big Apple.
Star conductor Jiří Bělohlávek is one of the Czech Republic's most coveted exports. Currently, he heads one of the world's great orchestras, the BBC Symphony Orchestra in London. He has recorded dozens of CDs featuring the music of composers such as Dvořák, Martinů, Janáček, and Smetana. At different times in his career, Mr. Bělohlávek led the Prague Symphony, the Czech Philharmonic, and also founded and directed the Prague Philharmonia. Mr. Bělohlávek's recent appearance at the Metropolitan Opera in New York was his third visit to the opera house.
I was first time conducting the Katia Kabanova by Janáček. It was, I think, in 2002. And then I returned 2 years later for Jenufa by Janáček. And this time it's my third visit with Onegin and Rusalka.
I asked Mr. Bělohlávek how much time he had to rehearse the opera before it opened.
The preparation time was actually quite short, comparing to normal productions, but because it was remake, so it's usually a little shorter. We had some 10 days with the singers, and then a few rehearsals with the orchestra and the orchestra stage, and then already the open dress rehearsal.
Mr. Bělohlávek performs regularly with major orchestras around the world, from Berlin and London to Vienna and Tokyo. I asked him what was unique about conducting at the Met.
To be a conductor at the Metropolitan Opera, this is a really very special task and very special occasion. The Metropolitan Opera is producing enormously intense work, and it's necessary because the amount of productions which takes place in that house is really remarkable. So everybody is pushed to, and everybody needs to be at his best form.
Mr. Bělohlávek said that working with the Met's orchestra, in particular, left a deep impression.
For the conductor, probably the most impressive and most wonderful thing is the collaboration with the Metropolitan Orchestra, which is one of the best orchestras in the world. And I think that, from my opinion, it's the best opera orchestra at all. And this is something which makes the work very beautiful and very exciting as well. And if you add to this that everything is done in the wonderful, friendly and creative atmosphere, so you have, in short, the picture how it looks like.
American soprano Renee Fleming sang the role of Rusalka in the Met's production this season. It was Mr. Bělohlávek's first time working with the soprano.
Renee Fleming is the first dame in the house, and she is a great star, and she is a wonderful artist with all qualities one could imagine. She had a wonderful approach to the role and to the whole procedure of new studying, and she was a great collaborator. And I'm very proud to be her partner in this opera, and I'm looking forward to any further opportunity to make the music with her.
Michael Beckerman is a historical musicologist at New York University who specializes in Czech music.
So this production had a kind of effortless flow to it, which was only something you would recognize in its absence. It's like bad stage lighting in an opera. Nobody says there's something wrong with the lighting, but you feel that something's wrong. And if you look, yeah, it was the lighting. It was too dark or it was too bright. And when the flow isn't right in an opera, you sense something's wrong. You don't know what it is. But in this case, you sense something was right and you didn't know what it was. And I think it was that sense of flow. That is really a sign, more than almost anything else, of mastery for a conductor.